Now here's a very good one. It's a little bit long, but I'll try and read it. What surprises me is I'm reading without my glasses. I didn't think I could do that. Somebody must have prayed for me. It sounds like in chapter 15 of Romans, we are almost into an area that could be compared to situation ethics. That is, we are asked to behave according to what we believe may be the consequences of our behavior. God, on the other hand, really wants us to be principle-based in our behavior. That is, not consider the need or the consequence, but rather the scriptural principle, and then act on it. For example, you believe your husband is wrong, but respect him. I said I could read, and I got to this point. Licentiousness in a certain matter anyway. Or you need some new tires, but tithe as usual and drive on the old ones. These are examples of principles, you understand? Did you get that? It appears that this chapter, that's chapter 14 and 15, is calling us on us to behave with love, wisdom, and sensitivity and insight to individual situations. But how does this differ from situation ethics and Bible-based principles of behavior? You've got the question? Do you understand what it is? A very sensible question. Romans chapter 14, 15 says, consider your brother. Don't do a certain thing if it'll offend your brother. But how does that tie in with unreserved commitment to the principles of God's word? The answer is that Romans 14 and 15 only deals with two particular types of problem. Number one is the observance of food, and the other is the observance of certain days. So the principles in Romans 14 and 15 do not apply to all situations, but only to those two particular areas of behavior. And Paul says, in those two areas, yield to your brother's opinions, consider his prejudices, and act in such a way as not to offend him unnecessarily. Okay?